Testing, testing. Here we go. My name is Thomas Pape, and this is Walk and Talk episode 5. To begin with, I just want to bridge the gap between the last episode and what happened since, just to bring some closure to that. After I had the walk and talk, which was fairly emotional, I got home and my wife actually apologized for sending me off the door, like out the door the way she did. She said it surprised her that I was behaving this way and that I needed the walk so badly and the exercise and the consistency and everything. And she really wants to help me make space and time to be able to make sure that I can do them and do them without like any conflict within the family and all of that. So that was nice. That was really nice. And the weird thing was that like the past few weeks when we've had a bust up like that and I've become very angry or emotional, it usually colored the rest of the day for me, and it was really, really difficult for me to get back to a good state of mind or be happy again. Or, well, not happy. I'm not happy these days. But anyways, getting to a state of moderate peace of mind. Something like that. That's as close as happy as I'm getting these days, I'm guessing. Anyways, it was interesting because having the walk and talk and letting out steam to you actually like gave me the possibility of returning home a bit like I don't know, content. Like I didn't let that event linger. It kind of blew up in the talk, sorry about that, and then it went away. And obviously it really did help that she apologized and said that she wanted to help me. That was really, really sweet. So, what's going on today? Let's start with that. Today, my sister is having her birthday party today. It was her birthday yesterday. And today she's having a birthday party with the whole family over. And being in a family gathering like that, on top of the fact that her partner just lost her father, and there's obviously going to be some talking about that, really didn't encourage me to participate. And I think my whole family kind of knows what's going on, obviously. So they were telling me, like, if you want to skip, that's perfectly fine. So did she. I mean, she said that as well. And that's why I'm here. I'm not participating. My wife and my kid are out there. And I have been granted the time to go to the gym and do my walk and talk. And the weird thing is that I'm kind of ambivalent about it because I feel like this is what I am is good for me. This is what I need to do. And I'm very happy that my family and my wife and everyone is allowing me to do it. But it still doesn't take away the gnawing feeling that I am supposed to be somewhere else. And I mean, I can't ask for more support than this. I mean, they've all said they're supporting me doing this 100%. My wife apologized for how she treated me yesterday. And now I'm out here doing my thing, feeling guilty that I'm not participating in the birthday party. So weird. And I know that there's this whole, I think there's this whole mantra about you have to be able to take care of yourself before you can be there for anyone else. And that is what I'm doing. And it feels really wrong. But it also feels really right. And that is a complex fucking situation, because on one hand, not participating, not being in a social group scenario with people staring at me, not asking difficult questions with their mouths, but with their eyes, and having sympathetic looks or listening into conversations that you really don't want to hear, or trying to put up like a happy facade, lying through your teeth about, like, yay, we're having a birthday party, everything's good. Like, I can't fake that right now. And I don't feel like faking it right now. And so it's better that I'm out here on my own. I'm guessing that's the whole, like, that's the motivation for trying to get better. I, on one level, would have liked to participate in a birthday party and have cake and sit around and chill with other people. But on the other hand, being out here doing something that is good for me and not necessarily being responsible for other people is also really nice. And on some levels, right now I think I prefer my own company like towards other people, like instead of other people's company. Which, yeah, I'm sorry if anyone is listening to this and getting offended about that. It's not because I don't like hanging out with other people. Right now, I just prefer hanging out with myself. Oh shit, this is leading out of the forest. Sorry, I didn't tell you guys, but I'm trying to be in a forest today to avoid the wind. I kind of feel like I need better wind protection on my little walking and talking recording system, dictaphone, whatever, because I keep feeling like I need to protect it from the wind. And that goes against the whole let go mentality. Don't be bothered. If the audio quality isn't top notch, it doesn't matter. Wow, there's a beautiful bird flying out over the water. Wow. I think it's one of those fishing birds. Yeah, that's fucking gorgeous. Yeah, so I'm trying to walk around in the forest today. It's beautiful weather again. It was raining all morning, but now it's clearing up. and the sun is out, and it's a beautiful day. And I'm out here walking on my own, talking my thoughts to you. And that is a beautiful thing. And an honest thing. A fucking noble thing to do. Because my thoughts need some time and some space to just go into the world. And it's it's a pretty nice backdrop for my thoughts to just fly out into the forest with the birds and the clouds. I was talking about the whole, I don't really think the whole mindfulness is anything for me. Like, the thoughts that I get when I'm sitting still and just trying to meditate and just observe the things that I was just narrating. Right now, it just doesn't seem to work. But the funny thing is, telling you about it, it feels a bit pretentious, yes, but it doesn't get boring, and this doesn't feel, it feels a little weird, to go around and telling you what I'm watching. But then again, why the fuck not? It is a beautiful day. And observing that and talking about that is not a bad thing to do. So maybe that's what we're doing today. Going around looking at stuff. Letting the thoughts and words roam free, like the wind in the trees and the birds on the wind. Wow. I'm getting very pretentious today. All right. Let's be pretentious. So, I'm walking down this alleyway with these huge trees. I'm guessing this was once some sort of Danish, castle. I mean, Denmark doesn't really have castles like in the stories. It's more like huge farms. But they do have some beautiful scenery. And usually, if there's a road of significance, people would plant trees on the side, because trees are majestic and noble. Just like my thoughts, right? Oh, shit. Where am I getting myself into today? I've always liked trees. Trees are fucking awesome. I mean, trees outlive us. And they grow pretty much no matter what. You'll need some pretty heavy hurricane or forest fire, and then they grow back. Anyways, most of the time. And have you ever tried to stand against a tree? Just feel it against your back? Kind of feels weird. You can connect to it somehow and look up into the leaves. Just see everything moving. Looks amazing. Right now, there's not a lot of leaves. Sorry. And I mean, spring, they'll come. There's some evergreens and some, I'm guessing, evergreen climby thingies on them. Grass is green. Grass is growing. Grass never stops growing. Kind of goes into hibernation at winter, but never stops growing, really. and there's some beautiful fluffy clouds up in the sky, and I was seriously hoping to avoid the wind by going out here, but it is, it's a pretty good breeze going. I'm sure you can hear that hitting the microphone. Sorry, don't care. Stop caring about those things. There's some geese. You hear that? That's geese. They're standing in the tall grass, calling out to their friend who's flying overhead, and he's coming in for a landing. Whoosh. Nope, nope. There we go. And there's two swans. Perfectly white, probably looking for a place to build a nest. Cute. I'm wondering if today is just like a Sunday unplug the head day. It's weird because ever since I started this walk and talk, it's been like almost like going to therapy every single day. It's like it's mentally exhausting to do these things. It really is. It's like, even though it's just talking freely about whatever comes through my head, I'm guessing I'm hitting subjects that is making my mind spin around and have a workout. So somehow what's going on is both me having a physical workout every day and a mental workout. And I'm starting to feel it. My body is sore. And I'm guessing so is my mind. If you can feel that you have a sore mind. I don't know. Again, it sounds fucking pretentious. I'm sorry. But, oh, wow. There's water flowing across the path. I cannot go this way. Wow. A whole lake went over its borders. All right. We'll just go another direction. I think the point is, I feel like today, even though there are things on my mind, There were a bunch of things that I wanted to talk about. I feel like my mind is blanking out. I also felt at the gym today that I didn't have the energy that I had the rest of the week. And maybe that's the whole point of having a weekend. You get some time off to not contemplate difficult topics and not lift heavy weights. But I'm keeping the ritual going. I'm trying to be consistent because that's what I figured out is extremely important right now. And so the thoughts today are a bit all over the place, and maybe sometimes something interesting comes out, and maybe sometimes it's just, ooh, look at that. I'm sorry about that. Might not be interesting to listen to. You might want to skip ahead to the next episode and hear some super deep thoughts about stuff. Or you maybe just kick back and relax and chill and listen to me rambling about stuff that doesn't matter. Who knows? No one does. That's the point of this. No one knows what's good or what is bad about anything. Stop using the mind. Use the heart. I need to figure that mantra out because I can't remember it was stop using the head or stop using your brains. And now I'm trying to intellectualize a mantra that came naturally. Use the heart, not the head. Use the heart, not the head. That feels right. Use the heart, not the head. Use the heart, not the head. Ah, the wind quieted down. That's probably nice for you guys. I think I need to go walking in nature some more because walking with the cars driving by, traffic and everything. I mean, for all I said about the whole, like, I don't give a shit about mindfulness and like the new age movement. It's like, I love to justify stuff with scientific fact. That's just me. I love facts and I love to intellectualize stuff. And I did this this museum piece once, and one of the installations was a hospital bed with a picture of nature and the sounds of nature. And the whole idea of that installation was that it's been scientifically proven that exposure to nature helps human beings on multiple levels. I didn't actually read the study. I was just told about it. So I don't know on which levels it actually does help you. But I'm pretty sure it both helps your, like, your mood, but it also helps your, like, hormone levels, like metabolism, all of those things that are so intricately entwined with how you feel. Oh, wow. And so the funny thing was that this study actually figured out that you don't actually have to go into nature. It can also just be listening to nature or looking at a picture of nature. Even a painting of nature gives you some sort of boost, just as if you had exposed yourself to actual nature. And somehow that idea just stuck with me. And I think it's a beautiful thought that if you just go and if you have the time, go into nature. If you don't have the time, like, go on Spotify and search for nature sounds or watch your favorite picture or painting of nature or talk about nature. Maybe that also gives you a little kick. If you're like me and you need to talk. And obviously it's easier for me to do a walk and talk in nature because, I mean, otherwise I would have to walk around in my living room looking at a painting, holding it in my hand. That would probably be a bit cumbersome, but would probably get the job done. Who knows? But anyways, I mean, I have access to forests and ocean and stuff. So it's not difficult for me to jump in the car and just go somewhere and look at nature. And who knows why it it does that to you as a human, but I'm guessing we are on some level like bound by nature, where we're in, like, where we're part of it in a, on a, on a spiritual level that we do not comprehend, but we can scientifically quantify that the connection is there and it is beneficial. So why not exploit that? Even though we don't know why it is happening, then just use it. And it kind of seems like there's no negative downside to it. I mean, fresh air is also good for you. Walking is supposedly also really good for you. And then looking at nature is scientifically proven good to you. So, yeah. Maybe I should take that into account when doing these walk and talks instead of just walking on the street between buildings made by humans paved with asphalt that are extremely straight. Go walk in a forest path that is winding and muddy and sometimes blocked by overflowing water, so the path you chose doesn't lead anywhere. Ha 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 ha. There are some amazing flowers that are coming out of the ground these days. I'm walking around in a Danish forest, so it'll probably be different from where you are, unless you're in Denmark. But there's these small, white, very, very delicate flowers coming out in the, like, in the bottom of the forest. And they are so adorable. If there's enough of them, it kind of reminds you of fresh snow. Even though it's spring and it's getting warmer. Which is super duper nice because I can actually walk around without my coat on. And I can feel, even though it's only just a little bit, I can feel the sunshine. And feel the warmth just a tiny bit. And that is also nice. Especially if you're like me and have gone around all winter feeling like you haven't seen the sun for decades. I wonder if that's also a driving factor in why a lot of people that I know who are living in Denmark get into a bad mental state. Because we live in a country where for months we don't see the sun. It's just clouds. Clouds and darkness. And a lot of rain. And I'm sure that does not contribute to a positive state of mind. But then again, the fact that you're out, in Denmark, in the winter times, mostly indoors, you don't go out because it's cold and it's rainy and it's yucky, which limits your exposure to nature. Never really thought about that. But you're very limited to the natural exposure to nature that occurs if you are somewhere where it's a bit more moderate climate. Huh. I wonder if that has any connection to anything. It's probably never been scientifically proven that living in a country where you mostly stay indoors all the winter has any correlation to the amount of mental degradation there is in the population. Might be an interesting topic to dive into. I probably won't do it, but if anyone out there want to do a study, I'm willing to participate and tell you that winter in Denmark usually sucks. But now it's spring. So funny, like people here will flock to the parks. They'll like pretty much strip down into bathing suits the moment the sun starts coming out and the temperature just rises slightly, which a lot of people who doesn't live in this country find hilarious. And I'm pretty sure that back before Christianity, the amount of people worshiping the sun, I mean, that's probably where people would go bananas. Like, the sun comes back, yay! We're alive again! Come out of your caves! Strip down and go berserk. Maybe that's a cult that's worthwhile to follow. The run around naked when the sun is out cult. Pretty sure there's a cult out there that exists that does just that. People do some weird shit. I mean, who am I to talk? I'm walking and talking to myself about all my feelings and thoughts, and then I put them online for anyone interested to listen to. That is, per definition, weird. Or at least out of the ordinary. Which, actually, is what my personality test said I am. Out of the ordinary. So, maybe I shouldn't be scared of doing things that no one else is doing, just because no one else is doing it. Maybe I should just run around naked because the sun is out. Because I had the thought. Probably won't do that though. Especially not on a Sunday when there's like 100 people walking around in the forest. I'm getting enough funny stares about walking around and talking to you as it is. If I was also doing this at a fast pace, naked, I might get a lot of unwanted attention. So let's not do that. I feel that it is sufficiently weird to just walk around on the in the forest talking to myself and talking to you. You are a good listener, I must admit. It is funny how, I mean, I try to talk to a lot of people. I told you a few episodes back that I really don't feel like I have anyone to talk to, but I do try. I talk a lot to my wife, obviously. I talk to my family. Not a lot these days because I'm not really meeting up with them for obvious reasons. But I meet with my parents quite often these days because they're concerned about my mental health. So they're coming by. So I speak to them a bit. Talk to my therapist. She's a good listener. I mean, she's a professional listener. She asks all the hard questions and helps me navigate my mindset. But you're somehow better. I mean, you're at least better at listening. Obviously, you're not asking any hard questions. But the fact that I am allowed to take a break and let my mind run free when it wants to run free, and sometimes when I just need to take a little break, collect my thoughts, and then keep going, you don't interrupt, and you don't roll your eyes when I say something stupid. I can do that all by myself. You already noticed that I do that quite verbally. But the fact that without judgment and without like limitations, I feel like I can talk to you just the way I guess I talk to myself. Which in some odd way I am. Stupid. No, I'm not stupid. I am clever. I am intelligent. And I am... I'm a unique snowflake and I'm special. What's my thought? And why am I not allowed to be that? Why do I feel like somehow that is a bad thing? Maybe I am a fucking unique snowflake that's special. And maybe I am. Maybe I should do things just for the fuck of it. Maybe I should just do whatever I felt like without feeling the need to justify it by social standards or norms or anything. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone feels special and unique. I mean, everyone is special and unique. Even identical twins are somehow different from each other and don't exhibit the same behavior, even though they theoretically share the same DNA and are on a physical level supposed to be the same. The varieties of encounters and emotions and neurons firing in your brain at random times makes us all 100% unique and special. And for some reason, there's a little, like, there's a little guy on my shoulder saying, "Oh, but you're not. You're not special. You're not out of the ordinary. You're not unique. You might feel so, but why should you be special? You're just strange. You're just having a hard time. You're just, like..." Funny thing is that little thing on the shoulder keeps serving up negative thoughts about it. Not like, "Oh my God, let's celebrate. You want to run around in the forest naked? Sure, let's do that. That sounds like a great deal of fun. And the way people are going to look at you is probably going to be hilariously fun as well. So, yeah. Why is that?" I'm guessing if you study psychology, there is this mental thing where you have like an inner judge that tells you don't do something out of the ordinary from the group that you're currently in because you might be kicked out of the group, and instinctively being an outsider of the group is dangerous and potentially will, like, be your downfall. It will kill you if you're out of the group and don't have anyone to rely on. So if you're in a remote chance of doing something out of the ordinary from the group you're currently within, you're stopped. Which is, I mean, it's not learned behavior, it's bred behavior. It is inherited down through the ages from when we were cavemen, I'm guessing, or before that. And how do you get rid of that? Should you get rid of that? I don't know. It's a weird mentality that a built-in, bred-in, Darwinistic-like survival mechanism potentially is bad for you on a mental state, when obviously on a physical level it keeps you safe. Then why, oh why, does it emotionally feel so wrong? It's a good question. I don't think I can answer that. Scooter boys arrived. I'm guessing driving on your scooter into the forest is a thing. I'm guessing that's also a way to enjoy nature. At least you're looking at it, you're not really hearing it, but it's probably fun. So why the fuck not? I'm guessing that's the parting words for today. Why the fuck not? Go do something just because you feel like it. Yeah. So, if anyone's listening, thank you for listening. If not, then happy living in my pocket. Bye-bye.